There's a demonstration of faith in God that's starting to manifest and surface that makes us abnormal, as was said. Okay. And so, and it's not of ourselves. And this is sort of one of the things we've got to see, that faith is not of ourselves, that it's a gift, right? And so I hope today's ministry will show you some of that. And so we got to live in a higher way. But see, God never calls us to live in a way that he doesn't supply the means for us to live it. Okay, that's including the way you think. He says, think on high things. He has to give you the ability to do that, right? You know, don't think about this, what's pure and precious and of a good report. Your mind can't get there, so he's got to give you the grace to do it. So many times we read the Bible and we struggle because we read what it says and then we start trying to do it in our own human strength. And we forget about everyday grace. That's the only way for us to meet this higher way that God's prescribed, this abnormality that God's prescribed. So we are products of grace, all of us. And we live underneath this supernatural supply, but it's hidden. You know, you remember the guy in the scriptures who was blind, and Jesus came walking by one day and with Bartimaeus. And so then he says, he's cried out, you know, help me, receive my sight. So here's the point I'm trying to get to. He doesn't receive sight in the natural until Jesus walks by. Spiritually, you don't receive any sight unless the Holy Ghost walks by. All right, listen to me. So you can't climb spiritually to God's commands and his level unless he gives you the grace to do so. Okay. So we fight, what it really is. We're still under the law. We sort of read what we're supposed to do. It's like New Testament law, but it's still law. Without the Holy Spirit and grace giving you the supply to carry it out, you cannot do it. Have you ever tried to cast down high thoughts on you can't stop your thinking. I guarantee you that. But he can. See? And so then, he's got this hidden manner that we can pull on that will actually surprise us as to what we can really do. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that my brain could stop. But through his grace and the supply of the Spirit, it can. And so then, Kristen sort of keyed me up when she said, "You're not normal," and it's so true, isn't it? We're peculiar people, and he's called us to a whole new normal. And so we start to walk that out. We start to walk out, and then there's this sort of hidden supply. But you can't get it except for in secret. And this is why I gotta, it's God only supply. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide a certain kind of way. So with God, he says, you pray in secret, I'm going to reward you openly, right? So here's the way with God. It's never on the surface. You know, it's never, thank you, Rocky. It's never, remember what he said to the disciples, which you are. He says, to you is given to know the mysteries, right? There's these hidden mysteries that the world can't get them, but I've given them to you. So you come, spend some time with me, like here on the keyboard yesterday. Could you feel Pastor Roz kind of in the hidden place? And so when you find yourself in the hidden place, And as presence starts to come, it's hard to leave it. Like she got up three times and said, this is sweeter to me than honey. Out of, you know, biblical phrases that finally came true in her life. It's sweeter to me than honey in the honeycomb. Right. That, you know, it's that's not in the natural. That's in the spirit. Right. There's a presence that's so sweet to me. And so here's God saying, Roz found a secret place with me. Now I can supply to her things supernaturally. Actually, he was doing it all day, even though I wouldn't act. I changed that tire, Rob. I kind of looked official. I had my little beanie hat on, but I just kind of paced around the car. And I'm like, where's James? But she had a lot of help. I just want to paint that for you from my point of view. One family stopped, wife, husband, little girl, maybe three or four or five, something like that. They got out and they just had a party. And he kind of said, told me to move out the way. He didn't have to tell me, but he said, just move out the way. I got it. He said that I've changed tires for some reason over the last 2 years, probably 10 times. I don't know why. So I know exactly what to do. And so even that, God know exactly who was going to change that tire with joy. And the words that he said, I've done 10 of them. So Roz has got confidence. She's not thinking my car is going to, you know, hit the deck. You understand? God knows exactly what we need, when we need it. If we continue to learn how to trust him and let him breathe in us. He's got to be breathing because he's going to breathe. See, he's going to breathe today. Actually, he's breathing it now. Faith inside of you. Okay? So here's what happens. So he's going to breathe it. So faith is his supply. Faith is not your supply. Right? Faith. See, I had enough faith teachings over the last years to make me a fool. And I ain't not joking. And I finally realized I don't know how to believe him. You know, have faith in God and then you're going to move a mountain and have faith in God and your troubles. You know what? And I finally realized I don't have that inside of me. In other words, until Jesus comes walking by and open my eyes, I can't see him. I needed my lenses changed. I had spiritual glaucoma. And I needed my lenses changed. But it won't happen unless it happens by the grace of God. It won't happen unless it happens supernaturally. So we've been telling the prayer team, pray for people's faith. That God ignites their faith, right? Because the faith is sight, right? So here's this God of ours. Don't you listen, love him? Because he's going to show up at times you don't even know he's going to show up, right? Because he's always doing things secretly. In the kingdom of, you know, he's going to do it inside. He's going to do it secretly. And, you know, as soon as you stand up and try to make a presentation of it, you just lost him. And that's kind of been the whole bane of the church. We want to make a presentation of everything, and God won't get in that. He just won't get in it. He just won't get in it. He just won't get in it. But he's going to come to you secretly by yourself or small groups. We're going to start to glean it from God's supply. Now, so we're all going to. Our mustard seed faith is going to get stronger today because we're realizing, God, you're watering it. You planted it. You're going to water it. And I'm going to see spiritually through the faith you're watering further than I've ever seen before. So this morning he's implanting a spirit of faith on the inside of you. And you know, me, we say, well, God, why can't I get where this person was? We can only get as far as the faith that God gives us. Because if it's not faith, it's not God. It has to be faith. It has to be faith. And so you can kind of, you can take the rule of faith the wrong way. You can keep trying to use it for your own good. And then he said, well, that's not me. That's your brain faith. That's not spiritual faith. Because spiritual faith sees God. Brain faith sees the blessings. You understand? We all should know about this. Because as soon as we hear what he's going to do for us, brain faith starts to say, I'm claiming it. Like, just like that. And so, wait, what about the secret place? Well, I can start to teach you and touch you and examine your motives. And then you can start seeing in a high place. So, as soon as you see it, it's yours. As soon as you see it. I'm not talking about natural seeing it. I'm talking about, you know, spiritual seeing. As soon as you see it. I don't know how to explain this. But I'm gonna give it a shot. But as soon as you see, as soon as God opens your eyes and you see him, you look away to Jesus and see him, you don't have to ask for it anymore. Because it's yours, not conceptually, but innately. You see something on the inside like you've never seen before. Okay? So here's God stretching you. And so much of the church life, and I hope it don't sound too critical, is more trying to get something than knowing that they already have it. And so then we ask God, touch my faith. Holy Spirit, touch my faith. Hey, D, can you do, let's just read this. Let's do point six up there. Okay, this is good. This is Murray, Andrew Murray. And this really helped me. Trusting God is not natural for us. Can y'all hear that? Trust toward fellow man is, right? Right. You see, you guys, remember how we give these examples? You know, faith is like you going to the bank and you trust the guy at the bank. He said he's going to give you $500 and he's wrote his name on the line and you sign and he's going to give you $500. That's how faith works, right? Well, conceptually it is, but the problem is, God, the faith in God doesn't work like that. Are y'all listening to me? Faith, trust in God is not natural. In other words, unless God puts some supernatural inside of you to trust him, it's not going to happen. He's got to coming by one day. And then, in the Bible, here's the centurion said, just speak a word only and my guy will be healed. Unless God visit him with a supernatural trust, he can't see his servant healed. Are y'all listening to me? God got him into the supernatural. Hence, the whole Bible is that way. We left out the element of the Holy Spirit in there. He in charge of that man's faith. And so now, because listen, we walk by faith. Faith is always a level up. Okay? It's always a level up. It's never just the natural. It's always a level higher. It's always the supernatural. It's always up there. Okay, when a man tells me a thing, I do not take a moment to believe, right? Knock tells me he's going to let me drive his car. I ain't going to take a moment to believe it. I'm going to go, I'll be back. But he says, look, we are on the platform of nature. But when God speaks, we're on another platform. a higher platform. We're in another realm altogether. Can you see that? My ways aren't your ways. My thoughts aren't. So when God puts his word out there to trust me, he's got to give Taba, come on up, Taba. He's got to give Taba the wherewithal to trust him. Okay? So as we pray over Taba, God's going to just impart a faith to trust him for a higher level of his promises. You know, God's promises are always up here. We keep trying to get them, you know. Anybody else in here besides me for 30 years been claiming the promises of God in my own strength? God, why didn't it happen? And then I asked somebody else, why didn't it happen? They said, well, you need more faith. They put me right back in the same hole that I've been in for 30 years, and I stayed in it for 30 more. So now I'm starting to say, oh, my secret supply. Because listen, man can't give it to me. Only God can give you what will work with God. Okay, so like God's given a tab of something. I don't know why it's working this way, but I kind of know that I know. God's given a tab of something that she needs to trust him more. I don't even have to lay my hands on her. I can see the anointing come on her because it's supernatural. So God is speaking in her hidden places. I don't care if she hears it or not. Speaking in her hidden places. Okay, you have this that you're dealing with. I'm supplying what you need to get a hold of it, right? I don't care if you see it or not. You probably won't see it. Can you listen? Can y'all stay with me? Whether you see it is not the issue. I believe it. I believe it. Supernaturally, I'm supplied with it. So it's almost like God says, I'm creating the need for it so I can teach you to trust me for it. So you can grow, so you can handle spiritual responsibility, so you can get closer to me, right? So Taba is blessed this morning because God's supplying for her. I don't care if the problem's still there. The grace is still there. Thank you. I don't have to put my hand on you. All right. So here we go. God is the invisible one, a spirit of holiness. And I can trust him only by the Holy Spirit coming into me. So instead of wanting the Holy Spirit for a show, instead of wanting him just when we're in trouble, instead of wanting him just so I can say I'm spirit saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, instead of wanting him just for, you know, special things, Holy Spirit, I want you for life because I got to live by faith. I got to live by faith. So I can't live by faith until you start living in me and I start living in your secret places in the Holy Spirit, right? So every day, this is why we're singing. He's breathing on you. He's giving you grace today. You can be abnormal. You know why you're going to be abnormal? Because he's going to breathe some abnormal life in you to see higher than you see today. And then you know what's going to happen. You know why January went so fast? Because we start seeing in the Spirit so fast. And it all seems like January is one big day. You know, it's like it zoomed by. It's timeless almost. Because we start to see in the Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord is trying to get on us. He's trying to get in us more. And he's trying to make us dependent on him to even breathe. Okay. I can trust him only by the Holy Spirit coming in me. If I live under the leading of the Holy Spirit, my heart grows larger. My capacity for trust is increased. My eyes are opened, and I see the glory and limitless promises of God and the treasures of his grace. I see his heart, omnipotent love, actually engaged in me, blessing me, and my heart learns to rejoice in him. I see as he sees. In prayer, I'm taught how to trust him. Oh, my goodness. You know why we pray? Thank you, Pastor Cheryl. You know why we pray? Here's what happens. You start waiting on God in prayer. He starts coming to you. We're not praying, just asking for stuff. He starts coming to us. And then he starts to give us, I can't say this part yet. This is going to be last. Glow up, let me forget this. Read my mind. Amen. Oh, my goodness. So this is what he designed our lives to be. I got to do that part last. Philippians 4. I got to do that part last. So here's God. Here's God. He's the breath of your life. And he starts to clothe you. But on the inside. And he's even the lily of the valley, the lily in the field. If I can clothe a lily, if I can clothe a lily, how much more will he clothe you? And see, this is what we got to get. The lily wasn't a brown stick and God started painting it from the outside. He clothes the lily from on the inside, guys. He clothes the lily on the inside. That beautiful flower has the life of God on the inside of it. A flower has the life. The flower is breathing in God every day, dependent on God to grow and bloom and blossom and glorify Jesus. And I want to tell you this. Remember Adam and Eve? After they fell, God had to clothe them on the outside. He had to, before they fell, though, he had clothed them on the inside. In other words, there was not a worry inside of them. So when I pray for Taba, God just clothed her inside with a faith and a trust and a peace and a knowing. I don't care about the outward circumstances. I'm so clothed with peace on the inside. He clothed me with peace. And I don't care what the circumstances look like. I got peace. I don't care what the temptation is on the tree. I'm already clothed with what I am and what I need. God is living in me. I'm clothed. I'm fresh. I'm satisfied. I'm full. There's no worry in my life. I'm clothed. Just like that lily. How much more would God clothe you with a faith to trust him for everyday things in life? I don't care if your car tire go flat. Roz was clothed with the glory. And because she was clothed, here comes all the help, right? Here comes all the help in the natural because of the clothing on the inside. This morning, God's disrobing us of ourselves and our own self-sufficiency and worry and fear and doubt. He's disclothing us of that. He's taking it all off. Clothe yourself with Christ. Clothe yourself with Christ. Clothe yourself with the abnormal stuff that the world doesn't know anything about. How come Rob won't worry? He's supposed to worry. He's got this problem and that problem. He's got to deal with Lorraine. You know, why won't he worry? Right, Mandy? Come on, Mandy. She said amen on the inside. Robert's a haberdasher, but he's more a haberdasher on the inside. Oh, y'all, can y'all feel me? Clothed with Christ inside. Clothed with Christ inside. In other words, he's got this secret supply that men can't see that's more real to him than his job or his bank account or lack thereof or whatever. He's got a supply of clothing, a supply of the spirit, a supply of life on the inside of him that's bigger than death itself. So even when he comes to the grave, death has no sting because it has no sting in life. The clothing that he's wearing is deathless clothing. So death, he doesn't even fear death because it's deathless clothing, right? Because Christ defeated the grave already. And so the same Christ that defeated the grave is the one whose life and clothes we're wearing. Okay. And that's the faith, and that's the clothing, and that's the life that we're wearing inside of us. And it affects our minds. It affects our thoughts. Did we lose it, D? Okay. I like this. Taba, why do I have you this morning? Your eyes will see the King in his beauty. Your eyes won't see your problems. Your eyes won't see your circumstances. Your eyes will see the beauty of the King because he's in a land that's far off. In other words, he's in the spirit realm. He's in another realm, and you can't see him with your natural eyes because all that's going to bring is worry and fear and doubt and whatever. But as soon as he imparts a faith to you, you're going to start seeing him in a far country. And he's going to be so real to you over there than the thing sitting right in front of you. Oh, my God, God, you touched my eyes. Blind Bartimaeus, God, give me my sight. Blind Rob, give me my sight, God. I want to see spiritually. Blind Robert, give me my sight. I want to see you spiritually in a far country that the world can't see. But I'm looking at a far country, and it's almost like that country is right here. We're spiritual people. And we're not operating under a dead faith or a worldly faith. Or a natural faith. But this spiritual life is grabbing us. And we're moving away from the world and seeing the kingdom of God. Let's go ahead and go over things, D. So I think I've got imparted things that I needed to. Here's what Paul said. Yes, I will rejoice in Philippians. For I know with confidence that I will turn out for my deliverance and spiritual well-being through your prayers, he says, and the superabundant supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which upholds me. The superabundant supply of Jesus Christ which upholds me. Upholds my thoughts. Upholds my walking. Upholds my faith. Upholds the way I see him. It's like air. Upholds us in the natural spiritually. The abundant grace of God upholds us spiritually. We keep growing. He keeps lifting us up. He keeps pushing our faith up, 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 up. And we see God more and more and more. And his doubt less, less and less, more and more. But it's all supernatural. We have such a trust through the Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. He made us sufficient ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, Spirit gives life. But he has said to me, my grace, you guys remember this, my grace is sufficient for you. Loving kindness and mercy are more than enough. Regardless of the situation, for my power is perfected, it's complete, and shows its most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly I'll boast in how weak I am, so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and dwell in me. And I got some notes. So I'm going to send this out to everybody. The God who works so gloriously in the universe is willing to work more gloriously in your heart, so that your heart shall be the scene where his glory is really revealed. It's going to happen on the inside. It's going to happen on the inside. Right? It's going to happen on the inside. It's going to happen. This is hard to get across because we're so used to the Bless Me Club. But it's going to happen on the inside. It's going to happen on the inside. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to be clothed on the inside. The manifestation of what the Lord's love and power will do is going to happen on the inside of you first. The greatest manifestation of God's power will primarily be inside of you. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Next one, D. How does God clothe the lilies? A lily has the life of God, the spirit and nature that comes from God working in it. God clothed that lily, and will God not much more clothe you and me, the beauty of holiness, humility, and faith? God clothes on the inside like he had Adam and Eve before the fall. Here's what happens. We allow circumstances to come between us and God. We allow circumstances to come between us and God. Because you in your heart believe circumstances stronger than God. You think God can't deliver you from the power. You have not got fully under the power of the promises and the love of God. This word comes. What? Be anxious for nothing. I'm talking about everyday life stuff. God's willing to take charge of everything, but don't think it's externally first. The kingdom of God comes without what? Observation. I have any more, D? Oh, boy. Our most important parcel in life is tilling the ground of learning how to wait on God in prayer. And what it feels like to give him all of our burdens and needs. What it feels like. What it feels like. What does that feel like, God? Whether small or large, right? So his knock is up here, and he's coming to the prayer altar. Knock's not going to start praying for God to take care of his need. Knock's going to wait on God until he gets the sense, my need is met in Christ Jesus. Right? You got to wait for the sense. A lot of our praying is just bombarding God. And they actually wound up doing the negative thing. In other words, we wound up in more worry over prayer because we keep bombarding and they actually start grieving God. And you know what he's saying? Okay, lady, not just sit and wait for me to breathe faith in you. And what the sense is to know you've overcome it by the blood of the Lamb and my presence and putting your mind in perfect peace. You got to wait for the sense. So don't start asking for stuff. Just say, God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where's your presence? Where's your presence? Where's your presence? Oh, I can feel it now. I can feel it now. Right? You know, what do? We start thinking, what can I do next? What if this doesn't work? You know, if we get the sense, you will know what worked. You will know that it's already done. I'm preaching to you this morning about the sense. If it takes 10 minutes to get the sense or 10 hours to get the sense, You got to wait for the sense. I know you like me. You read the scripture. That's what it says. That's what I claim. I go away thanking God in my own strength. But, you know, 2 hours later, I'm worried. I'm probably less. I'm worried like crazy. And I had to learn. If I get on my knees, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because I'm meek and lowly in heart, and I'm going to put you the same way. If Bernadine can take time to say, okay, stand, don't bother me. Not that Stan ever does that. No. The most important part about prayer is learning to wait on God's presence, because you can't get a sense of victory and faith without his faith presence coming to you first. Y'all listening to me? There's lots of problems everywhere. There's lots of problems. I'm going to grab Mike by the collar. There's lots of problems. And Mike says, God, heal my problems. Take care of my problems. God says, no, come to me. Get in my presence. And let me give you the sense of victory and overcoming. That's what I do. That's my way of doing it. Because if I just give you stuff, what happens when we just give children stuff? They want more. They don't take care of it. Do they grow? They don't grow. No. Thankless. They don't get close to you. They got no relationship. So God's not going to just pour stuff on you. Are you listening to me? He wants a relationship more than he wants to give you stuff. It's more what you are than what you have. Okay? So he's called Ward. Okay, I know you need this. This is coming up. This is coming up. Come close to me. I'll give you a sense of victory. Your mind is going to get at peace. That past understanding, Philippians 4. Your peace is that's going to come in all things in prayer and supplication. Make your requests known to God. And the peace of God that past all understanding is going to guard your mind. It's going to guard it. You're going to be in such peace that it's going to, you're going to be so abnormal, it's going to blow your mind. How come I'm not worrying? Not only do I sense God's presence in my life, I sense his presence in my mind. I just crossed over from death to life. It's all supernatural. Faith is always a realm up. And God's going to supply the faith you need to touch him in heavenly places. You can't touch him from down here. Okay? So Pastor Mike, it's the sense. It's the sense, right, Pastor Jerry? Pastor Jerry and I talked about this. Remember we used to lay Mike out here in baptism? And stuff was coming up in his life. Here's God giving him the sense of victory before it even came. Too much of Christianity want things and not the presence. And here's Jesus throbbing at you today. I want your presence. Do you want mine? I want your presence. Do you want mine? Right? And only he can teach you this. See? So Deborah goes back to the prayer room. She's waiting on God. Do y'all feel him today? I don't even care about natural blessings as much as I care about feeling his presence today. Here we are, getting raised up to experience his presence and his peace. In the world, I'll give you, there'll be tribulations coming, but be of good cheer. I've overcome it, and I'm going to have peace, give you peace right in the middle of it, right in the middle of it. People treat you wrong, but I'm going to still give you peace right in the middle of it. No matter how dire your need is, his presence will always overcome it, but you got to wait on it. I really get a kick out of these songs about, you know, the presence of God, presence of God. But I say, well, are you really waiting on him? There's a secret learning how to trust. And how do you get it, Rob? in his presence. Right? So what we're doing here is not, you know, we're not learning trust. In our heads we are, but when you leave here, you get in the presence of God. That's when you're gonna learn trust, you know. Because we never dismiss. If you take only a little time in prayer, you'll have very little power. Did I read that right? A little time in prayer, a little time to pray, you'll have very, very little power in your life. If prayer is just, you know, blah, 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 zama, blah. And you go about your day, when difficulties come, forget it. I'm just telling you, forget it. You can know every scripture in the book, because the scriptures don't replace his presence. We need them both. Oh, man. This gets better and better, Chris. There's no ground. There's nothing inside of us. I don't know why I got us twice. And there's nothing inside of us to apprehend God apart from the very action of God himself. Rod said she was apprehending God. God was here to give her the power to apprehend him as she waited up here. Can y'all hear me? How many people? I'm not going to ask that. Why did Ross come here? Why did Pastor Ross come here? Has God ever wooed you and you say, I could really mess right here. You know such and such coming on, such a show coming on. You know Gunsmoke coming on. Oh, you know this happened. You know that happened. You know I got to do that, you know. Because he's going to catch you at the time when you think. As soon as you get into bed, put rollers in. You can say, okay. As soon as you put the rollers in and get into bed, sorry, y'all do it opposite. That's when he's going to come knocking on the door. Let me in. And you say, I'm in the bed. Got my rose in my head. Got, y'all understand what I'm trying to say. As soon as you say, I got to do that, or I'm comfortable. He said, nope, you have normal. But normal people come open the door, even no matter how they look. Because his presence is just. So you can't plan God out. That's why I say, as soon as we try to present him a certain way, he's not there. You say, God, I got to do this, this, and this, you know. I got kids, you know. You can say, oh, nope, I want you right now. We can't think him out, buddy. Bless you. We're in that far place. There's no ground in us besides God's action through the Holy Spirit, because he alone can impart faith into salvation. He alone is the author of our faith. This is what the Holy Spirit brings: vision, power to see divine things that sees him. The Spirit also thinks in us by giving us divine instincts, intuitions, and enablements. I wish I could lay hands on everybody here. We keep trying to believe with our five senses, but there is nothing natural about biblical faith. The faith of the kingdom is a heavenly gift, and he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Y'all remember that scripture, right? And I'll wind up here. Mark 11:22 had me bound for so many years. So many years. That's all we heard. You know, have faith in God. And I tried. Crying and fasting and praying in tongues and all the stuff, you know, meetings, and have faith in God. He's going to do it, and you get exuberant and you hope for like 10 minutes. I finally found, Derek, the real translation of that verse. Have the kind of trust that comes from God. because your little carnal faith not going to move no mountain. But if the faith of God get in you, that thing set me free right now. I stopped trying and start trusting him to put a faith in me to get his will done instead of me making up a will and trying to use my faith to try to make it happen. Oh, God, put it in me that's going to please you. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, right? He's going to put the faith in not that's going to please him. Because I don't know what pleases him. I don't know what pleases him. I mean, I generally, of course, I know. But as far as specifically to my life, how's my life going to be pleasing to you? I don't know. You put the faith in me that's going to please you. And that let it be general, right? And so when you get rewarded in heaven, it's going to be because you acted on what he put in you, not because you thought what you thought was right. I'm submissive to my supplier. My sister moved to North Carolina, down to Supply, North Carolina. I loved it. I even said, God, you did that for me. The town's called Supply. Oh. You know, God will work in everything. I can hear the whistle blowing. I don't know why I'm hearing a whistle blowing. It's like he's saying, listen. You know, when things are going kooky and crazy, you have kids running all around. You know, Tyrone had a whistle. And they all turn around. I can hear a whistle blowing. Stop, listen. Because we get caught up in our day-to-day stuff. And Jesus is going to come walking by with a whistle and say, listen to me, because I'm trying to impart something to you to believe me to go to the next level. Too much of Christianity is old school. Too much is old school. We're still in the box. Holy Spirit, blow the whistle. Tell us giants are walking in the land that can overcome everything, but not in our own strength, not in our own thinking what Christianity is. Holy Spirit, you ignite it, and we'll follow you. You ignite it, we'll follow you. Have the faith, have the same kind of faith that God has. Oh, my God, that makes my bones chill. Have the same kind of faith he has. Remember, he created everything. By faith, he did that. Think about if his faith gets in you and me. Instead of us keep floundering in the natural, keep trying to make it work, you know, maybe I didn't hear it right. We get another teacher. Maybe I didn't hear that right. Like, well, you know, it's the same thing. Until the Holy Ghost gets involved. And he blows that whistle. And he says, I'm listening. Nobody performed a miracle in the Bible unless God put faith in that person first. I'm telling you, it's only by that. We have none in us. Except for what he gives us. Everything's a gift of God. Is that it, D? I had to put it in the Aramaic Bible too. Mark 11:2. Yeshua answered and said, may the faith of God be in you. I think the other translators were scared to say it. I think they were scared to say it. Wait a minute. So have faith in God so it was much easier. You know, you do something. No. I don't know if it was today or Wednesday night or last Sunday Shelley was praying or was something was said today. God's pushing this spirit of faith by the Spirit over on this crowd. She prayed that last week. Yes. What was it called? Push notification. I'm pushing a faith over onto the inside of you. Because you were still today, because you were still and listening, and the whistle blew, and you listen. Don't be surprised if your mind starts to go into some new areas and some peace areas. Because once you start seeing him in a far country, there's a peace that starts to guard you, and your mind changes. It affects everything about us. Holy Spirit, walk through this place today. Transform us. Transform us. Bring life, revelation, understanding. Get us out of the natural. Get us out of the natural into the divine supply. Clothe us with heaven's garments that are so far superior to the world. Help us to long for it, Lord. Inscribe a faith in our hearts this afternoon. Inscribe a faith in our hearts this afternoon. Inscribe a faith in our hearts this afternoon. And on the other side of that may be pleasing to you. And you would get the glory. We are different people today. We are peculiar people today. Thank you for it, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I really tried to get that out. Let's walk by faith and live by faith. Amen.